listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
Now, my special guest tonight has grown to two special guests, but my first guest, at least one of them, grew up in Camberwell, but he's now living in beautiful Marysville, a town devastated by fire back in February 2009, but it has been recovering and rebuilding ever since. This year we'll see the third annual Marysville Jazz and Blues Weekend across the weekend of October 20 to 22, celebrating Marysville with over 25 artists on the program. It's one of the biggest events of the local Murrindindi calendar, and it's my pleasure to welcome to Bent Notes the chairperson of the organizer committee, Lee Fraser, and his wife, Beverly. Welcome to Joy.
Hi, David.
It's great to have you joining us tonight. Now, Lee, I must ask you first of all, because I did happen to notice on your social media that there's quite a few gnomes in evidence. Has that got anything to do with the festival?
Well, not really. I think I made the mistake telling my mother that I thought garden gnomes were pretty cool, and I got a garden gnome for every birthday for the next 20 years, so I accumulated a few.
Right. So you have a collection.
I keep throwing them out the back paddock, but they keep re-emerging in the garden somehow.
Well, you did realise, Beverly, of course, that gnomes are alive and they can walk around all by themselves.
I do realise that, yeah. And I'm sure that's how they end up back in the garden. So, yeah, I really need to learn to treat them a little better, I suppose, don't I?
Do they enjoy jazz and blues?
I'm sure they do, because if they don't, they've come to the wrong house and the wrong neighbourhood.
I thought that...
Lots of singing and lots of guitar playing that go on in our house, so they certainly hear a lot of that.
I thought that might be the case because you're both performers, aren't you?
We are, yes. Bev's a vocalist and I'm a guitarist.
And Lee, the skill set you have and your expertise, you're bringing that to the Jazz and Blues Weekend as chairperson of the organising committee this year.
Yes, I guess with both Bev and my musical backgrounds, and I have a background in management, you know, I guess with those assets, we were lucky enough to be able to work with a fantastic community committee and put this event together. It's been a great experience.
How did you come to be involved in the first place, Lee?
The first Jazz and Blues Weekend, which was, 3 years ago, a gentleman by the name of Peter Guest, who happens to be an announcer on our local radio station in Marysville and Murrindindi area, he pioneered the event, and I guess, we approached him and said, look, we have some experience in this area, and if you would like some advice, we're happy to do that. So it sort of started from there, and, he drew upon our knowledge and experience and contacts. That's how we started with the event.
What was the original objective for the weekend at Marysville?
It's very much a community event, and it consists of hard-working committee and volunteers. I guess that's our aim to give something to the community and build the spirit of Marysville and surrounding districts.
With the live music and encouraging live music, there's so many talented artists, not only in our area, but throughout Victoria, Australia, everywhere. Just to encourage that live music and give an opportunity for musicians to be able to perform in this sort of atmosphere, so, yeah.
And it's a great relaxed atmosphere up there in Marysville. The fact that everything is on within walking distance means you can forget about the car for the entire weekend, walk from venue to venue.
Yes, we've got four stages this year, and they're all within walking distance of each other. Lots of shops and some cafes, a couple of hotels.
And also a bus service within the Triangle area, so if people are interested in having dinner through one of our meal breaks, we have a bus service that will be going around from Buxton to Narbathon and dropping off and picking up.
And that's a free courtesy bus service we're running.
A great opportunity for people to be able to experience more of the area than just the township itself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about just enjoying a beautiful small little regional town. I think we're only, 260, 70 people in town. We're only a very small community. It's an absolute gorgeous area to live in. To have sort of jazz and blues, which is the music that we have absolute passion for in the town, and have some of the best artists in our country perform here, it's just just amazing for us to be part of that.
It must be a great experience to be working with the community, because you suffered so much back in 2009 with the fires, and now working with the community and seeing things develop.
Oh, look, absolutely. I just about broke down in tears last year. Both Bev and I were on the committee last year, and I just about broke down in tears at the end of the event. The look of joy on the volunteers and the community's faces to be involved and be part of such a fantastic event, it just about raised a moment in my heart that nearly brought tears to my eyes. And that was, that was a very special moment for me. And I thought, that's what it's all about, It's all about bringing the spirit, reviving the spirit.
Well, the community all came together and there was such a hype in town, Everybody had a smile on their face, whether it be visitors or volunteers. Everybody was happy, and that's what it's all about. And I think that's what music brings to people, whether it's Russell Morris or whether it's a local artist or somebody in between. There's something for everybody, and it brings a lot of happiness to people. Music does that. We all know that. So just a great feeling in town all weekend.
My guest tonight, or my guests tonight on Bent Notes, are musicians and chair couple perhaps of the Marysville Jazz and Blues Weekend, Lee and Beverly Fraser. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is James Carter and you're tuned into Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show vlogs, go to joy.org.au.
My guests tonight on Bent Notes are musicians and co-chair people, we might even ask about that in a moment, of the Marysville Jazz and Blues Weekend, Lee and Beverly Fraser. Are you co-chair people?
I'm actually the chairperson. We all have different roles. We're a committee of 7 or 8, I think.
Eight
people, and we all have specific roles. So I guess all I do is coordinate those roles. And those people, they know what they've got to do. They just get on with their jobs, and they have expertise and enthusiasm in that area, and they go for it. So that's my role.
He's being a little bit modest, David. He does a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I seem to remember seeing him do a bit more than that the last couple of years when I've been up there during the festival.
I provide the meals at home and, keep him happy and,
Are you doing all
left hand man type thing, woman, whatever I am. Yeah, we just threw it all together. It's a great committee and it's a great group of people.
And isn't it nice when you can get a group of people together who work so well together?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It's a real joy and a pleasure to work with people that are committed like that. And, they know how to have a bit of fun. And there's something, doesn't quite work out the way it is. You just laugh about it and you say, oh, okay,
I'll ask you with that tomorrow when you're, dealing with 50 emails.
Ah, well. life would be much pleasurable without emails.
Anyway. Oh, yes, it would, wouldn't it? Now,
can we get back to music? Can we talk about music?
Well, I've had a look to the program, and while your advertising is saying over 25, I've counted at least 30 so far, and I don't know whether you've finished yet. You've got a weekend packed with both jazz and blues and combinations thereof. From Men in Suits through Shiraz, and both the musical and the grape varieties, I think, to your headline act this year, who is Russell Morris. I think you need to tell me a little bit about the musos and why they're at the festival.
Oh, gosh.
Where do you start?
We've probably got to go back 3 years because we've had an enormous amount of support from people like Lloyd Spiegel, last year, Fiona Boy, who's not here, unfortunately, this year, but Mike Rudd, Spectrum, through to the local acts, Joe Talia, McBlues, there's just Mama Alto, Tracy Roberts, Quartet. It's like a smorgasbord, I guess you could say. We've got jazz, we've got blues, we've got everything in between, and we're trying to cater to everybody,
and all of the tastes, and then that's not to mention the workshops. And that's not to mention Russell Morris, and he's just been an absolute gem. He's been a pleasure to work with. He's agreed to be our patron.
Fantastic.
Because in his words, anything that supports live music and a community, you know, such as yours, I'm happy to put my name to. He has been an absolute gem. He's a lovely man. He's a very busy man, and he could have easily said, I'm too busy for you guys, but he didn't. And he said, whatever I can do to encourage live music and the quality of music that you have, I'm happy to do it.
Let's have a look through some of the artists you've got. You mentioned Mama Alto, lovely performer.
Very involved with the audience and very passionate.
And powerful.
And the people that love Mama Alto absolutely love Mama Alto. They're just spellbound.
On the edge of their seat.
Yeah. And, you know, so different to an act like Russell Morris and his band. You know, from one end of the spectrum to the other, we have something that I'm sure will please everybody. If you can't find something on the menu, so to speak, you just, you know.
Let's go through some of the names. We've got Anita Harris coming back.
Yes, you just played an Anita Harris track.
I did. Shiraz.
Yes.
Men in Suits, that sounds interesting.
Did you see them last year?
Well, I wasn't quite there on time. I was looking at something else and came back, and I think they just finished what they were doing.
They're fascinating. They're an a cappella group who just kind of pop up. I think they vary in numbers. Mm. Beautiful harmonies, and it's just really different. It's lovely. I think if you Google Men in Suits, you'll see a couple of performances where they've popped up on trams and all sorts of things in the city. So
I will go and have a look for that, and I'll try to see them this year. You've got a couple of younger musos as well. You've got Justin Thomas.
Yes, we do. Justin is an extremely hardworking and talented young man. He's studying music, and he's not a jazz guitarist. He's a blues guitarist. So we invited him to support Russell Morris this year, which he's very excited about, of course.
He would be.
So he's going to be performing on the Friday night. And we've also got Charlie Bedford. You've probably heard of Charlie.
I have heard that name, yes.
Yeah, so I think he'll be going to the US later on this year or next
January,
year. January, is that?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's an up-and-coming, amazing blues guitarist and performer and a very nice young man, if I say so myself. He's, one of those performers that he's always thankful for his opportunity to perform.
Isn't that lovely to see?
It is lovely to see. He's the ripe old age of 16.
Yes, indeed. But again, it's going towards the live music, supporting live musicians to perform in public and develop their skill sets, which is absolutely amazing. You've got the Dandenong Rangers Hot Orchestra.
They were here, I think, last year, weren't they, Lee?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Blue Tango are back. And then from the blues perspective, you've got a number of names in that list. I think it's about 15 or 16 in the list. Hey Gringo, Dave DuProse.
Hey Gringo, yes. Jeff Atchison, Soul Diggers. And as we said before, Mike Rudd, Spectrum. Simon Levy, Rob Papp from Down on the Mornington Peninsula, and Bill Detner as well.
I'm intrigued with Retrofitted, coming together from Ballarat, Melbourne, Campbell's Creek and Buninyong.
Of course.
Yeah, Retrofitted, I think they started off as a school band when they were at school, and the guys have sort of, you know, played in different bands over the years, and they've reunited 18 months, maybe 12, 18 months ago. So they've reunited again and rekindled that that school band relationship. As I say, since the school band days, they've all gone off and progressed in their musical endeavours and careers and different bands and all that sort of thing. So it's really nice to see this band back together. And, you know, I had a quick look at their set list. It was on Facebook, and they're playing some really, really, really nice blues.
I know, they've been rehearsing very hard too.
Yeah.
The program, when will that be up on the website? You've got all the artists. Haven't got the program up yet.
Yes, we'll be releasing the program on the website early October.
Excellent, because I have to have time to be able to study it and work out how I can get from A to B to C to D.
Well, David, it's only a 2-minute walk between venues. They're all indoors except for our marquee in the park. And we've allowed, this year we've allowed half an hour break between performances. So, you know, people will have time to go and have a chat with the artist if there's time. And then plenty of time to walk to the next venue, get their seat, sit down and enjoy the next one. So you'll have plenty of time.
Fantastic. That sounds absolutely amazing. Well, Lee and Beverly, thank you so much for having a chat to Bent Notes tonight here on Joy 94.9. It's been great to hear about the festival. The website, of course, is marysvillejazzandblues.com. Bios about all the artists, information about the accommodation options or some of the accommodation options that are up in Marysville. But it's one of those things that there's so many things to see and do around Marysville. You could stay there for 3 weeks and not see everything.
We still haven't seen everything. We're working on it.
Pleased to hear that. And I look forward to seeing you both up there live for the weekend of October 20-22.
We look forward to seeing you and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us tonight.
My pleasure indeed. Well, I will say again, thank you so much for chatting to us tonight. Look forward to seeing you soon in Marysville.
Thank you very much, David.
We'll catch you soon.
You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.